This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I noticed right off the bat we have some viral marketing on your shirt.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit. This is actually from Sarah Marshall.
Where did we get one of those shirts? Those are awesome.
I don't know. These are a limited edition.
Thanks a lot.
They're cool. Thanks for the tease.
Oh, yeah.
Were you reticent at all to make your second film a spinoff of the first?
I wanted to do something completely original, so I thought a spinoff would make sense. I wasn't, actually, because I think that it's such a different film that it's such a different movie. Like, the first, Sarah Marshall's a romantic comedy in one place, and this is a road trip, crazy, you know, crazy road trip adventure that it's so different. I think I would have been... excuse me. I think I would have been concerned to do another romantic comedy right away versus doing a spinoff.
Is Sarah Marshall going to be referenced at all?
We shall see. perhaps.
Right?
There's no, like, there's no plot point that is tied into her, but there's definitely some, like, there's definitely some little jokes about the movie.
Well, what's the timeline of these two films? Because it seemed like he was pretty popular whenever Sarah Marshall takes place, and the year that this is now, and you shot some 1999 stuff this morning.
Yeah. This is a few years after that, after Sarah Marshall, I would say, like, 2 years after, 2 or 3 years after Sarah Marshall happened, and, we've dated that concert, the 99 concert, but we actually aren't sure if we were going to reference the date. It's just 10 years ago he did this awesome concert when he was like 24, basically, and now this is 10 years later.
When and how did you decide that Aldous Snow deserved his own...
When Russell auditioned for us, I was like, this guy's incredible. He's just such a talent. And then at the first table read, he and Jonah had amazing chemistry, and I love Jonah, and I'd always wanted to, you know, work with him. And then when I realized I would have be able to make one more movie after Sarah Marshall, I thought it'd be really exciting to get to have them, to pair them up. But actually, when we were in Hawaii shooting, I pitched Russell and Jonah this movie, basically, because I thought it'd be a fun movie for them to do together. So it was pretty early on that I realized it'd be fun to have them both in a big road trip adventure.
And how would you describe the chemistry between Jonah and Russell?
They spend the whole movie trying to figure each other out and, like, what makes them tick. Like, there cannot be more different. You know, they're both comedians, they're both hilarious, but in terms of screen presences, they cannot be more different. And I think, and they're different in interesting ways. It's not like there's, like, a straight man and a crazy guy. I mean, there's certainly an aspect to that, but they're both, like, hilarious, you know, and one is just, you know, totally wild. You know, I think that Russell's character is completely off the wall and kind of dark and, you know, and, pretty dark guy, and Jonah's character is just trying to figure him out and, like, super positive and naive and gets kind of punched in the face repeatedly in, through the course of the movie. So, yeah, it should be fun. Figuratively, not literally. And literally once.
Well, I overheard up there you decided to move the shower of sparks to earlier in the song.
What? Oh yeah, we might move it earlier. We've shot it with it later in the song. We like to do a lot of options, and we might move that earlier. We'll just shoot that earlier tomorrow night get that like in case we wanted to jump forward in the song. Oh, thank you.
So Jonah is in Forgetting Sarah Marshall as a completely different character.
Yes.
Is there any chance of you referencing his, like, making a joke sort of about that?
We haven't yet. We probably should. That's a good idea. We should add it to our to-do list.
How long is the to-do list?
It's really long. It's very long. But that's definitely something we probably should do. Add that to my list. Yeah, we haven't... We're trying to keep it like a separate character from that.
This is also apparently going to be rated R.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in the synopsis, there's orgies, there's drug use, there's a whole bunch.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of stuff. So are you pushing it like to a hard R, or is it going to be like a soft R, or is it
it's
in
like
the
a
middle?
Medium. It's a medium R.
Medium R.
It's medium R.
You know what I mean,
soft
though.
Core. Yeah, yeah. No, it's not like I don't feel like it's like everything that happens in this movie is something that happens because the story needs it to happen, not because I think it would be funny to have sperm everywhere. But the sperm everywhere scene is amazing. You're going to love it, and it totally makes sense.
Recently, there's been a lot of male nudity in a lot of films.
Yeah.
Are you also going to be pushing the boundary of nudity for men and women?
We did it in Sarah Marshall because he was laid bare by, and he was supposed to be completely, completely laid bare by the moment and by his girlfriend dumping him, basically. So it felt appropriate to the scene, and also it was shocking and a cheap laugh. So those were the two reasons we did it. I feel once you've done it, you don't need to do it. I think if we did it again in this, it would feel a little bit cheap and without reason. Cheap is fine. Without reason is not cool.
Does Russell Brand have a no nudity clause? Is that the real reason?
That's a problem. Yeah. I'm trying to get it written out of his thing, and he just won't. Just won't let it. He has this crazy. They call them barristers, and his barrister is like intense.
Is Jason Segel involved, or was he involved in the writing process at all in this film?
He wrote songs for the movie. Yeah, he wrote songs for the movie, and he gave some notes, and he wrote some songs, and he's just generally awesome. So yeah, but he wrote this Going Up, and he wrote Bangers, Beans, and Mash, which are two of the big songs of the big final concert.
Can you talk a little bit about how Sean Combs got involved in this? Was he a tough sell? Did he want to do this immediately?
He wanted to do it for some reason. He auditioned, which is awesome, and was amazing. And we cast him. There's certain actors who are like, I just really want this. Oh, yes. I don't know who that is. There's certain actors who they just really want, like, in your movie, and hope that they. Sorry, I'm trying to do something. They're trying, like, you just really hope that they knock out of the park, and I really hoped he would be awesome, and he was awesome. And he got auditioned and was.
He's been
hilarious.
In a lot of movies. Though.
Yeah.
Monsters Ball, Maid. He was funny in.
Yeah, this is his character is very close to Monster's Ball. Where he did Monster's Ball.
Oh, yeah,
very
I did,
close.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not. It's not, but Maid, he was hilarious. Yeah. And he's just really, the dude is so funny. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Jonah said that he's purposely doing certain lines to make Sean angry, to get that kind of reaction on camera. Have you noticed that?
Yes. It's funny because you can't. Sean is a man. He's hard to read as a man, and then you don't really know what's going on, except that everything he says is hilarious, and he's a super funny guy, and then only afterwards when he's on camera, everyone breaks. He never cracks. I've literally never seen him crack. And when he's off camera, that's when I saw that he was enjoying himself, because he was like laughing, and you know, but I literally didn't know he's so deep in the character. So.
Was it intimidating at first to be telling Puff Daddy what to do?
No, it's totally easy. No, he was so psyched and such a, you know, he was so psyched to do the movie that it was definitely intimidating, but just for my own reasons, like, just because I've, like, grown up knowing about him and, knowing about his music and all the awesome producing he's done, but in terms of working with him, he's just been awesome and just really fun to work with.
How is directing your second film different from the first?
I understand what coverage is. I literally didn't understand what coverage was. Like, I literally didn't get it. I did not understand it.
Really?
It was a hard thing for my brain to understand. And, like, Brendan, our script supervisor, would be like, he just jumped the line. And I'd be like, I don't know what that is. We should just move on. And I found out, like, after we were done, after Sarah Marshall kind of cut together and was all right, Jason was like, yeah, I was pretty worried about you the first week. Like, he wasn't sold on me that first week. So yeah, so it was it's easier because I understand. I really do understand filmmaking and how, not filmmaking as an artistic process, but literally the act of making a film, like that, how coverage works, and you know what you need to watch for, and you know different performance levels. But this movie's so crazily ambitious that definitely is made up for it being at all easy.
What's the hardest scene that you have yet to shoot?
Coloring them, or the white?
Or is it all behind you? or this is supposed to be?
Well, I don't know what's out there. I don't want to say there's a scene in the future that's between our characters that I want to say because I don't know if it's out there. The Greek is definitely really complicated. We're doing a concert at the Today Show. That will be complicated because we're shooting it at the Today Show. It's going to be another big concert.
The thing is, like, I've been looking in the crowd and people are sort of using their phones to possibly record some of the music or the part of the concert or whatever. Are you a little nervous?
You should warn them. You should tell us they weren't supposed to bring their phones in. I mean, it's just that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, so is it sort of like, is it for you as a director, are you sort of excited when people are putting this stuff out there to get people excited about it, or you sort of want it all to be hidden until it's time to unleash it?
I mean, I think in our day and age, there's no way to hide it all and keep it all under wraps. And, you know, I certainly don't love it when I see someone filming the stuff on their video camera, but at the same, I mean, on their, like, cell phone or whatever. But at the same time, I'm a realist, and I know, like, we did a big concert in London at the O2, which is a big, like, concert venue thing in London, that Russell playing Aldous, like, he did a big stand-up show, a 15,000-seat stand-up show, and we did two songs, and people recorded it on their cell phones and put it on YouTube, and it was kind of awesome that people were that excited about it, and all the comments really positive, and then it was like, well, we probably have to take that off YouTube until the movie comes out.
Where else? What have you filmed in what cities? You're doing London, New York. Could you talk about where you're filming? And
oh yeah, we spent the first week in Vegas. Shot in Vegas. Then we've been in LA, and then we're going to shoot in New York. Then we're going to shoot in upstate New York, and then we're going to fly to London and shoot in London.
Is there one place you're specifically looking forward to? More than
Los Angeles, because I live here. It's easier. So yeah, I think LA.
Jonah told us that he doesn't envision this as being one of the longer Judd Apatow produced kind of movies. Sorry, he was talking.
In terms of like literally length.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be under 2 hours. Under 2 hours.
Closer to 90 minutes.
I don't think we'll be able to get to 90 minutes. You don't really know that. This will be 73 minutes.
Cartoon.
Yeah. This is going to be a 65-minute film. I think you guys will like it. There's no way to know. I think a road trip movie, by its very nature, can't be a 2.5-hour opus. It's just like, it's
Are
not,
you shooting
you know?
A lot of extra stuff for the DVD?
Yeah, we're shooting a ton of stuff, yeah.
What?
Well, like, we're in the script, it calls for one song at the end of the movie. Today we shot the original concert. We shot two songs. We're going to shoot three songs for the concert that was 10 years ago, the original Greek concert. And then at the new Greek concert, we're shooting four songs. So that's like, we're going to have seven songs that we'll put on the DVD, you know, as its own thing, which would be cool and fun. And, you know, and it's actually, I think the music, I mean, I'm incredibly biased, but I think the music's actually pretty good. It's not like parody music. We've tried to create this kind of cool rock star. And some of the songs, you know, one of the songs was written by Carl Barat, which is like kind of exciting, you know, from Libertines. And like, you know, Jason Segel wrote a few of the songs. And these guys who did some of the, these guys named Dan Byrne and Mike Viola wrote some of our songs, so it's pretty cool.
You have a few other projects that are, you know, currently in development.
Oh, and the other thing I'll say, is that we'll see if this actually happens, but I want to ideally score the movie with Aldous Snow's music. So the whole, ideally, we'll see what happens. Ideally, it'll be wall-to-wall song, like Aldous Snow songs, which is kind of cool, like, not as a joke, you know, not as a parody thing, but just literally, like,
so no,
in an emotional moment, just play his songs. What?
So no other artists.
I mean, I'm sure we'll definitely end up using other artists, but the majority of the music, I think, would be.
So are you going to put out just a record of his music?
I think we are, yeah. We'll see what happens, you know. We'll see what happens. But we're trying to pull that together.
Okay, going back to what I said earlier, not to interrupt, but you have a few other projects that are in development, and I know that you guys have been trying to get the Muppet movie off the ground for forever. And
yeah.
What's going on with some of your other stuff?
Well, the Muppet thing, right now, because Jason and I are both working on other stuff, we're not working on the script right now, but we're about to go back into notes and about to do another draft of it, because Disney's very excited about it and wants to get that going, so that's pretty exciting.
And he's talking about that being just old school
actually,
style.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
I want, Nick's got a lot to do, and I think we should wrap this up.
Nick, do you have a lot to do?
Yes,
I do. I know. I don't know.
I think you have an appointment upstairs with a manicurist and a masseuse.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, old school Muppet movie. Oh. Like, harking back to Great Muppet Caper, you know, those original ones. The original Muppet movie, like, old school kind of thing, yeah. So, I'm very excited about that.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.
We're going to get your pictures taken.